From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the Federal Aviation Administration said it's beginning to see delays in air traffic due to the budget cuts known as sequestration. And those delays are affecting some of the busiest airports. The FAA says it has been forced to cut its employees' work hours by 10%, and that includes air traffic controllers. NPR's Jim Zeroli has the story.
The FAA says it's seeing what it calls staffing challenges at New York, Dallas, Jacksonville, and Los Angeles, and controllers have been forced to space planes farther apart as a result. It said there were 400 delays on Sunday alone that can be attributed to staffing issues. Dan Baker is CEO of FlightAware.com, which tracks airplane traffic.
What's happening is there's slowdowns throughout the day as a result of aircraft holding or departing late due to airspace that's too congested for the fewer number of controllers. And as a result, there's going to be cascading delays.
The FAA said flights have been delayed going into and out of the New York City area. Lilia Bell was heading to New York from Atlanta today.
I'm flying back during rush hour on Thursday, so we'll see how it goes. Anytime you fly, you just have to hope for the best.
FAA officials say the delays are happening because some 15,000 air traffic controllers have been forced to take a one-day furlough during every two-week pay period. The furloughs are necessary, the FAA says, because of the mandatory federal budget cuts that took effect March 1st when Congress couldn't agree on a deficit reduction plan. But Gene Medina of the industry trade group Airlines for America says the FAA could reduce its budget in other places.
We think that there are other areas they can look at without impacting the efficiency and the safety of the national airspace.
That view has been echoed by some congressional critics. The chairman of the House Transportation Committee, Republican Bill Schuster, says the FAA ought to be able to handle the recent budget cuts without disrupting the entire system. But the FAA says it has no choice but to reduce work hours because most of its budget goes to personnel costs. And it says it is trying to work with airlines to minimize delays, but it's also encouraging passengers to check the status of their flights before heading to the airport. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.